in the congregation to come forward for the children's homily, and the rest of you to stay standing. No, I'm kidding. You sit down. Sit down. I'm going to direct all my questions today to Maxine. Now, Maxine, okay, you ready for the questions? Emmett, who's your neighbor?
Anyone that you pass by or know or see.
Excellent. You gave the right answer. Now my whole sermon is done. I gave the right answers. He said, say it again.
Anybody that you meet or pass by or...
Anybody that you meet or pass by is your neighbor. Who's your neighbor?
A person who lives next to you on the street.
That's a good answer. A person who lives next to you on the street. Is Annabelle also your neighbor? Right now she's your neighbor, right? Okay. Now Jesus today says we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Who's he talking about? Is he talking about Annabelle? You should love Annabelle, but is he talking about Annabelle?
Well, not in particular.
Not in particular. That's a good answer. Wouldn't that be great if Jesus was talking about Annabelle? You feel really important. So who is Jesus talking about when he says love your neighbor? Does anyone know? Yeah?
Well, like everybody.
Everybody. Right. Right. Particularly anyone in need. Right? Does anyone know what today's gospel story is called? What do we call the story from today's gospel reading? Does anyone know? Anyone out there? The Good Samaritan. Anyone here know any Samaritans? Some of my best friends are Samaritans. It's called the Good Samaritan. Now, why is this Samaritan good? What does he do? Why is he called good?
No.
He helped out the man that got beat up. He went the extra mile, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he really did. This, I must admit, has to be sort of a mixed... This story is a mixed blessing for a priest because the priest comes off so badly in today's gospel reading. And the lawyer, too, doesn't come off so well. So priests and lawyers out there, you feel my pain. I know you do. He cares for this man who's a total stranger to him, and that's why he's called the Good Samaritan. Now, here's another question. Why a Samaritan? Why did Jesus tell this story about a Samaritan and not about a Galilean or a Syrian or an Albanian? I know some very nice Albanians. Yes, Annabelle.
Because Jesus wants us to be a good Samaritan to other people.
He does want us to be a good Samaritan, but there's a special reason he chooses a Samaritan to have be the good guy in this story. Such a good question. What is a Samaritan? A Samaritan is someone from a place in the Holy Land called Samaria. But the Samaritans and the Jews at that time did not get along well, not friendly with each other. And so Jews generally didn't like to have much to do with Samaritans and vice versa. And Jesus picks this character to be a Samaritan because this is the person that, of course, Jesus was Jewish, his disciples were Jewish, but he wants to tell those following him that the person who is doing God's commandment might be the person you least expect. Because a Jew at the side of the road 2,000 years ago would never expect a Samaritan to come and help him because they didn't like to have anything to do with each other. But the priest passes by, another high-ranking Jewish official, a Levite, passes by, does nothing, and a Samaritan, the person you would least expect, helps out this poor man who's been robbed. So Jesus is telling us two stories this morning, two lessons. The first lesson is...
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
I love it. It's a good, the good King James English. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I got it. Well done, Noah. Right. You should love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And the second lesson is that the person who's your neighbor is not just the person who lives next to you on Main Street, but it's the person who needs you the most. And that's the second lesson, that the Samaritan is the person we least expect So we don't just help the person we know best, but we help the person that we know needs us the most. Amen. Thank you, guys.